thumb this week? Because if you're one-dimensional, you know teams are just going to focus solely on you and your receiver.
Right. Yeah, you know, we understand that when you get back to run game, and it's comes down to man-to-man. You know, you got to be able to handle the guys over us up front. You know, some of that is getting us into good runs, myself. The backs running hard and making yards when they're there. You know, it's going to be certain situations where there's tough yards. You know, we're going to have to shrug off the first tackler and get tough yards. So it's a combination of everyone.
Hey, Ryan, is it important for you to be a vocal leader of this team in the locker room?
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, for sure. You know, that's part of being a leader. That's part of what I think of myself as a leader. You know, it's part of being a football player as well.
Do you feel even more so now?
$5?
Do you feel even more so now, just with everything that's happened, it's important for you to step up as a leader?
Well, I feel like you need to be a leader. You know, obviously, we need leadership through this tough time. Do I need to go do something drastic that it's not myself that's going to say, hey, what is he doing? You know, no. But do I need to step up and be consistent, be a leader, and help to get this team on the right track? Yes.
Ryan, has Steve Ross talked to the players about the stuff that's going on, the committees that he's forming, and that kind of stuff? And is the leadership council going to meet with Joe Philbin tonight?
We met with Coach Philbin this morning, but as far as Steven Ross, I haven't met with him or anything like that.
What do you say to long-term fans who are feeling disgusted with what's happening with the team right now? What do you tell them?
Just hang in there. You know, we're going to battle through this thing. We're going to get the situation sorted out in the locker room, that whatever needs to take place, whatever decisions need to be made, then that's what we're going to do. And on the field, we're going to keep pressing forward and continue to fight to get better. You know, we're in a tough spot right now. But at the end of the day, we're still in the playoff hunt. Do we need to win more games and win the games we have coming up on our schedule? Yes. But we're still in this thing, and we understand that. And we're excited about the opportunity we have against San Diego this week.
How'd the leadership council meeting go? Was it a 5-member council?
Yeah, it went great.
What's it going to take for you and Mike to get on that same page? It seems like it's just a fraction of a hair off each time.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just a matter of keep playing. You know, I think he ran a great route the other day in the game, had Rodriguez, you know, 10 yards behind him, and I made a bad throw. You know, I was moving to the right, and it tailed to the right on me. So sometimes it's on me, sometimes it's on him. We just got to – got to get it together and be on the same page.
Ryan, players elected the leadership council, and Coach Philbin said after the election, no, I don't want that guy. I just don't think he...
What was the first part of it?
The players elected the leadership council.
Right.
They elected these 6 guys. And Coach Philbin said, you know what, whatever guy, I don't consider him a leader. I don't want him. How would that have been received by the players?
I don't know. You'd have to go in there and ask those guys. I can't speak for all of them.
Tough saying, look, you gave us the autonomy and now you're taking it away.
Right, yeah, I think that would be tough, you know, to say you guys are voting on this and then basically override, you know, what the consensus of the locker room was. I think it'd be a tough spot.
Hey, Ryan, what's Rashard's best attributes as a receiver? Obviously, had a good game with me tonight.
He brings a lot to the table. You know, I think he's a physical receiver, catches the ball really well. He's able to go up and have great ball skills when it's not a great throw. And I think that's what separates him from some guys.
Ryan, what is Michael Agnew showing you? I mean, Clay was obviously your main pass-catching threat, but it seems like Michael's getting a little more involved in the passing game with you now.
Yeah, you know, he's really come on, you know, as of late. You know, he started off just being our fullback. You know, he really stepped up and has done a great job playing fullback for us. And then, you know, we kind of moved him around, I think, starting in New England, kind of got him spread out a little bit. And he's done a good job in the pass game as well.
Ryan, John Gruden was saying during the broadcast Monday that he thought you all were tipping off offensive plays by virtue of the way John Jerry was moving before a snap, and a flurry of fans have said, and they, I don't know where they're getting this, probably from audio off TV, that you've tipped off runs and passes by what you've said before the play. Do you think there's any truth to either? Is there any concern about that?
I don't think there's a concern. You know, we go against our defense every day throughout camp, throughout OTAs, and I think if we were tipping off something that was so blatantly obvious, and then they tell us, and they'd be able to defend it as well.
Ryan, Mike Wallace missed 2 or 3 weeks of camp with a, I'm not sure if it was a groin or hamstring. Looking back now and how he just, the chemistry between you guys hasn't come about, is that a factor now as you look back at that?
I don't look back at that. You know, that's too far in the past to even think about. Right now we're just focused on moving forward, making the plays that are there. You know, we've had some plays that are there, and, you know, the one I didn't make. You know, I just got to step up and make that throw.
Ryan, have you seen more? Any changes in the way the team interacts, the team works together since this all blew up?
I think we've really come together. You know, I think it's a tough spot. You know, it's a lot of distractions coming in. But I think the team as a whole has really come together, really focused in last week and worked together as a unit, getting ready for the game. Obviously, we didn't come out and play the way we wanted to, but I really felt like we stuck together through a tough time when we could have gone the other way.
Do you see behavior being any different? Is the behavior any different in the locker room, the interaction between the players?
No, not necessarily. You know, I think, you know, we still joke around, still have a good time, but, you know, focus at the times we need to focus as well.